I'm oiled up and ready.
Oiled up and ready to go. Okay.
Michael,
yeah, hi. Yeah, drink.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Just like old times.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Literally just like old times. I'm just like old times. I'm great.
If anyone was a fan of my / our podcasting back in the day, Reunited.
I mean, there were dozens of them.
It was just so good. I miss the heyday. I still have a video of us, like, sadly erasing the name of our podcast off the scheduling board at the Comedy Store.
It's just, I get Facebook memories that are like, on this day 6 years ago, you were doing, it's always like a podcast memory of us talking to somebody important.
Yeah, like half our guests are very successful now. Sad.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Granted, we are too, but just in very different ways.
In different ways. That's right. We are both in therapy. That's a success.
And that's what I'm talking about. That's a success right there.
Let me ask you this. Did you watch the eclipse?
So I tried to. We were right in the path of totality because it was coming right through Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And we were so excited about it. We took Blue out there to see how she would react to it. And there was heavy cloud cover. And so you couldn't even see the goddamn sun.
Nuh-uh.
But then, for a split second, the clouds moved just so. And we got to see the full thing in totality for like 30 seconds. And then, it went dark outside and it was all ominous and weird. So it ended up working out. It was like really cooler than I thought it would be.
How long did it get dark for?
It was like a minute and a half. Like it started, like it was almost like a really fast sunset, darkness, and sunrise. And I felt reborn, personally. So I was happy I did it.
I went outside for it. I read all these things. And by read, I mean watched videos on TikTok that a lot of cultures consider an eclipse bad luck, that you should try to not manifest during it and not look at it for sure, which all I do is stare at the sun, so that was already a problem for me.
So that's in your wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm. But then it said to do some grounding, so it was like, well, if you're going to be outside, go to nature. So I figured, okay, let me go to the beach. And a lot of people had the same idea as me, so it ended up being really hard to find parking. But last second I found something and I went outside for it, but it felt really goofy because we were not in the path at all. And while I didn't see a sliver of it, I saw just...
Yeah, so you guys got like a butt cheek come into frame and then come out of frame.
It didn't get dark at all. And I had like hyped myself up for this thing of, oh, it's going to be total darkness and I have to be careful not to look at it. And then like, if I didn't know there was an eclipse, there would have been no noticeable change to alert me to it.
At all. What a shame. You know, the bad luck thing, that is must be why I fully placed my hand in dog shit this morning. Because I was outside, I was staring right at it, and first thing this morning, these three fingers are right into some dog shit.
Oh no.
So
I've done that recently. That's happened to me, where I was walking Monty and... You know how there's so many advances in technology and yet everyone with a dog is going to relate to this. But when you buy those poop bags, they always have a sticker on top of the first bag roll to keep it secure.
Yeah.
And the sticker could not be more sticky. So every single time I undo the new roll of bags, the first one has a hole in it. And just a few bags ago, it was so torn up that my hand went straight through it. And I also got a handful.
It's just, and the smell stays on you for hours. And all you're trying to do is help your innocent, sweet child. And then you're like, you disgusting beast. I've touched your droppings and now I feel gross.
It's very defeating. It is. And it's like, oh, I would be, I don't even know. I think I would be more mortified though if I touched my own.
I trust my own. I don't trust no dog asshole, but I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm working with. But that dog shit was just a terrible way to start the day.
Yeah, it's rough when it's in the morning, and at the same time, it's supposed to be so healthy to like having a dog is that excuse of going outside first thing in the morning and getting your circadian rhythm in order. But what happens to the circadian rhythm when you're just getting a handful of shit?
It's, they don't tell you about that. They don't tell you
No.
about that is a reality. That one morning you're going to get a handful of shit, circadian rhythm be damned. And you got to deal with it. And you got to have that defeated walk back to the door where you just have shit on your hands and you're trying to control your dog with the other hand. And you got to get your keys out and like try to get in the door, but now there's shit on the keys. And you're trying to open the door, but now there's shit on the door, and now there's shit on your other hand. The whole thing. I say that to say we've given the dog up as of this morning. So we're dog free now.
Well, that's too bad because I was about to ask you how doggy parenthood has been because you just got your dog, what, it's been like 2 months?
It's been a month and a half, and it's been wonderful. I don't know, like I know everybody always says, just get a dog, you figure it out. And that's exactly what we did. You know, we were living just fine without one. And then she brought Blue home, and it was like an immediate, you know, acceptance of responsibility, and this is just what we do now. And she's great, and she's happy, and she's playful, and you know, she had all of her trauma from the 2 years and the pound and all that, or wherever she was. But in the last like 2 or 3 weeks, she's, you know, come more and more into her own and been more social and more excitable and playful. So it's been wonderful. She farts a lot, which is
Oh.
interesting. Other than that, it's great.
Anything that you weren't expecting that you find yourself surprised by with having a dog, other than picking up dog shit with your bare hand?
The need to buy a new vacuum. The vacuum that we had was not sufficient to clean up the massive amounts of dog hair. So I went vacuum shopping, and I had a blast getting new vacuums. So I wasn't expecting to really enjoy vacuum shopping.
What'd you get?
I got just a standard Hoover. No, it's a Bissell,
Is
pet
it Bissell? It's
specific.
not
It's
Bissell.
Bissell. It's I don't know. It depends on what region of France it's made in, right? That's the only way to know for sure. But you know, I'm happy with it. It's a working man's vacuum, so all good.
Working men's vacuum?
Yes, yeah. It's for men only. It hasn't. I don't allow women to touch it.
Oh, so that's unlike the majority of vacuums that I've come across, because usually they're, pink taxed and right next to tampons.
And you would expect the same with the one I got, knowing me. But no, I got a gentleman's suction device, and it is only to be touched by me. Happy
Is
about
Blue sleeping in the bed with you and Taylor?
it. No, not yet. And neither do I. She makes me sleep on the floor. But that's always been the case. So Blue and I sleep on the floor. No, she. It's weird. She like when we first got her, she would get on the bed and just kind of sit there. And then we would tell her to get off, and she would listen. And since then, she has not gotten back on the bed. She like snuck on it once when we were playing around with her, but she doesn't get up there to sleep. And we've like tried to coax her up there because we want that to happen. Because you know, it's nice to have her, the dog, me, the CPAP, all in one bed. But no, she hasn't
About
gotten up there yet.
the CPAP.
See, yeah, that's the best part of my life. So. We yeah she hasn't done that yet, but we're working on it. We're trying to coax her onto the bed.
I wasn't expecting to talk about the CPAP, but now I'm really curious because you're one of just a few people I know that sleep with them. Does it, obviously it helps you not die in your sleep, but do you actually like, does the machine get in the way?
Not at all. Not at all. Does Kengar have a CPAP? I feel like Kengar would have a CPAP.
I don't know, but if he doesn't, that's kind of a roast.
I bet he's a CPAP user. No, it doesn't get in the way at all. Like it's CPAP technology. Let me go on a rant.
Please
CPAP
do.
technology is light years ahead of where it used to be. So it's like this lightweight, moldable, soft plastic. You can feel it on your face, but you know, once you get going with it, you really don't even notice it. It moves around on your head, and you can like roll around with it. You can have sex with it on. Highly recommend it. You can do it. You can basically do anything you want with it until your dog chews on your CPAP mask and breaks it, which did happen 2 nights ago.
Oh no!
So now I'm waiting on a new CPAP mask. But to all your listeners, of which there are millions, if you're having trouble sleeping and you wake up tired, just get tested for it. It's the best thing in the world.
Did you have to do a sleep study to get diagnosed?
I did, yeah. Which was annoying for one night, but like worth it completely. Because like you said, now I'm not going to die in my sleep. And also my heart is not like working twice as hard at night to like get oxygen to my extremities. So
as someone who's not done a sleep study, I'm just imagining a man with a clipper, like a clipboard, like cuckold style in your bedroom watching you. But what is it actually?
So I didn't have that initially. So I hired a guy on Hacker's Access to come in, white lab coat, clipboard, the whole thing. He smoked a cigarette during like 1950s. The sleep study, it was like, it looked like it wasn't, like it looked fake. You had to like tape wires, like a wire around your nose. It like didn't, it can barely touch it. Like, I guess it was reading like the oxygen or something, the amount of times I was breathing or not breathing. And then I had like a pulse thing on my finger. And it measured, yeah, how many times I choked myself awake and like when my heart was working too hard. And that's it. It's surprisingly comfortable. So,
does it weigh on your self-esteem to be bad at sleeping?
Yeah, I thought, you know, that's what everybody should be able to do. But it turns out, no, even, you know, a genetically perfect human being like myself would still have issues sleeping. I thought it was only for, you know, older people who are like severely overweight or what have you. But no, that has something to do with it, but it's like almost entirely genetic. Like if your dad had it, you'll have it. If you're a woman, you're almost certainly not going to have it. It's very rare. But like it's almost purely genetic.
Women do need more sleep. I only recently learned that our average amount that we need is roughly an hour more than men.
Yeah, I read this book called The Body or something recently, a fun book about the body, where I learned that too, like 2 weeks ago.
You and I both are on our paths of self-help and growing and all that. I actually just finished a book called Mind-Gut Connection. And I learned some fun facts in there that were not like sleep related, although sleep definitely affects the gut. It didn't talk about that, but there were like a few really cool takeaways. And one of them was that there's all these different sorts of good ways to have gut bacteria, and that only 10% of the population share the exact same one. But that doesn't mean only 10% have good gut biomes. Like, you can have a good gut biome, but it's totally different than, you know, 90% of other people.
10%, are you saying they have like the perfect gut biome that everyone should want to have?
No, that only 10% of people share the same one, but you can have a good that looks totally different.
Totally than different. Okay, else. It just depends on. Yeah.
It just really had me fucked up because a lot of health solutions are presented as this like one size fits all, when the reality is like our bodies are just so insanely different.
Yeah. That reminds, like, I'm so hot on the topic right now of like these fucking wellness influencers and like these TikTok and Instagram wellness grifters that are like selling you all this shit that is gonna cure all your diseases, and it's all based on your gut biome or your, you know, vaginal sun healing or whatever, and all of it's complete bullshit because everybody is so different. There is no, by and large, no like one thing that's going to fix everybody. And yet they're out here just scamming these poor people, and it makes me so mad. I'm trying to write jokes about it, but I get so angry when I write about it. It just comes off like a stupid rant, and it's not funny, which is most of my comedy, but still.
Oh, stop. You're hilarious. It is wild though. Like, I don't know if it's a mechanism of like being in our 30s, or just that we have so much more information available, and these are things that we like naturally have curiosities about. But I got really upset on behalf of one of my close friends recently. And, you know, I don't even know if I should be like, this is not an anti-vax stance whatsoever.
Here it goes.
I was vaccinated. However, I'm like, now in retrospect, so resentful of how it was like forced on everybody because one of my friends has been having just these gnarly gut issues for a couple years. She was always like super skinny, super small, and then just a couple like within the last year or two, she all of a sudden started having all these issues, gained a lot of weight, was, you know, going from doctor to doctor trying to assess what was wrong with her, and finally was able to get in with someone that like studies digestion specifically. I'm blank, gastroenterologist, if you will, big word, SAT
Nice
word of the
work.
day. But that doctor suggested that sometimes these are vaccine injuries that you can just all of a sudden be a person that was fine and they're seeing like first time ever leaky gut symptoms and issues in people that never had it before and got the vaccine.
Did she get the vaccine in her stomach?
No.
Oh, okay, I would have guessed. I mean, hey. I guess you just never really know, but I'd rather have that than COVID, maybe.
Yeah, I guess so.
I
But then
don't
we all got COVID anyway, right?
know.
It was weird. It just had me thinking that like I don't know. I think if I did it all over again, I don't know. I would probably get it again because it's like we really had no choice. That's the issue.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's and then maybe there'll be a vaccine for the vaccine down the road. And they're like, okay, 10 years on, it was all we figured out these things happen, so now we're gonna fix those things with this thing, and maybe it's all
Yeah, it's just everybody was so quick to like trust pharmaceutical companies when at the same time you're watching, you know, a million dramas and documentaries come out about like the opiate, what's the word I'm looking like the epidemic
the
of opiates,
crisis,
you know. So it's just interesting to me that we go from that to being like, oh yeah, we totally trust Pfizer, like as if they really have
Well,
our best interest at heart.
but can you get back into that headspace of how scary everything was back then, and how so many people were dying every day? And I was guilty of being like, as soon as that motherfucker comes out, I'm getting it. And sure
Same.
enough, I did.
I
But
mean,
I
I
think
may
it
or may
was a
not have cut the
combination.
line.
Yeah, well, you're small, you could fit in anywhere. You could just sneak on in. But that I think that fear played a lot into that. If it wasn't like an unprecedented event, I don't think people would have gotten it as quickly.
It's true. Fear was such a big thing. I mean, I was in the camp of wiping down my groceries in those initial couple of
Oh God,
weeks. I
yeah.
was like so on edge, and I was so resentful of people that like weren't keeping the 6 feet and that were like wearing their masks wrong and stuff. And it's just so weird now to look back at that time period because now it's 4 years ago, which is like fucking wild. I can't wrap my head around the fact that
4 years
that
ago.
was 4 years ago. It feels like it was a year ago. And I was not myself. I was just like making decisions out of survival mode and out of a place of fear. And now I have to look back at some of the behavior that I examined and be like, I forgive myself for what I did while I was in fear.
That's all you can do. We didn't know what to do. We would make right decisions and wrong decisions and right decisions. And like I was doing this, I was cleaning everything. I had a pair of like football receivers gloves from high school that I held on to for years. So I would wear those because they had like an easily washable surface, and I would like disinfect those and wipe my groceries down, and I would be all safe. And then almost every night, well, not many nights, Justin Clark and I would meet up and like walk around Los Feliz with like a bottle of wine and a huge coffee mug with the, like he had one and I had one. Didn't know where he had been that day. Didn't give a shit. So I would do like really safe stuff and then in theory, really unsafe stuff. But we didn't know what to do.
And obviously all the death was horrible, but there was something a little fun about the initial period of panic because I feel like it brought people together in a way that like I very rarely experienced of, oh, we're all just talking about one thing. Like, how rare is it in life that every single person is just focused on one thing?
I hate to say it, and it sounds weird, but I had a great time in the
I know,
initial
I
parts of
kind of
the
did
pandemic.
too.
And I know it's bad, and I know a lot of people didn't, and a lot of people lost, loved ones, but personally, for what I went through, really didn't have a bad time.
I didn't either, not in 2020, but then I did have a terrible time. 21 was probably like the worst year of my life.
Just from work stuff or what, or
It was a
Everything.
combination. Work stuff was okay, but it was so busy, and I have like I think productivity dysmorphia and such issues around like financial insecurity that in 2021, when I was so busy, I couldn't turn down work and I felt guilty turning down work. And the problem with like running my own business is that there is no, oh, I work these hours, oh, I report to this person and they say you have these days off. So work was just coming at me nonstop, and I was just taking all of it and getting like so incredibly burnt out because I just didn't know when to say no.
Yeah. Wasn't that when everyone was buying a house too? Was that part of the reason you were so busy?
That
Because,
was why I was so busy. I was having,
yeah.
I mean, like three closings for me is a busy day, and I was doing like five a day.
Well, I mean, what you're driving from, the West Side to Chatsworth to
Yeah.
Irvine to wherever. Yeah, that's awful. What the thing that I hate the most about that time is that I didn't buy a house.
Yeah.
Could I have? No. Should I have? Yes.
Same. Ah, oh, my dang
Oh
allergies
well.
are so bad today. Do you get allergies?
The older I get, the more I do. Yeah.
What
And they
are
get
they?
bad
Like
here and there.
how is allergies a thing? I was thinking about that this morning. I'm like, what is the evolutionary benefit of being fucking allergic to outside?
I feel like I read that book I was talking about, The Body. I think there was something about that. There is an evolutionary reason for it. I could be totally wrong on this, but like something to do with, what I'm talking out of my ass, but I'm way wrong, but something along the lines of like our bodies like develop the ability to pick up on like plants that were doing something. Because when the plants were doing something, predatory animals were also doing something, or like more active, or I don't know, but that sounds fake. That sounds like I'm wrong.
But it at least sounds like something, and I want to look into that now because I'm always like, what is the point of me being like completely non-functioning for an entire season? At this point, I'm taking allergy meds every morning because of the time of year that it is, and I still have days like today where it is just borderline debilitating. I mean, I've sneezed more times than I can count. My nose is running, and that's with me taking medication every single day.
Don't you live like near the beach?
I do. I live walking distance to the beach,
Isn't that like the
correct?
best place for after? Yeah, well, look at you. Wouldn't that be like the best place for allergy sufferers? Like, I feel
You would
like the
think.
cool ocean breezes and like the nice humid or like moisture in the air would help your nasal cavities or something. So, what are you
Sure
allergic
hasn't.
to?
I can't even imagine how bad it would be then if I was in a different location. I mean, I definitely like went through it more growing up in Ohio, like the pollen was way more extreme, but
Yeah.
maybe it's also an age thing. Maybe my body's like, all right, you're in your 30s, time to shut shit down. Like, let's go.
I think it goes back to the gut biome conversation from earlier. That's what it is. That's what it is.
What are
Or it's a
things
severe
to
reaction to vaccine.
do? What's that?
It's a severe reaction to the vaccine. That's what it is.
I mean, I don't know now. I don't trust anything anymore. If you told me it was, I would be like, maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm also Jewish and we're a little prone to allergies for some reason.
I was going to say, yeah, that's what it is.
I don't know why. I don't know how that particular nationality comes with such sensitivity to allergens, but here we are.
It's the kosher gut biome is what it is.
I
That's what it is.
read a book recently, and this was not a scientific book whatsoever. It was just fiction, and it was about cannibal, and she had carved up and eaten a Jewish butcher. And through that book, I learned more about what kosher actually means than I ever learned growing up Jewish.
That's the way it was intended to be learned, was through human consumption.
Yeah, I'm a very bad Jew. I always kind of joke at that because people will be like, oh, happy Passover, happy whatever. And I'm like, oh, I'm just learning now that it's that holiday because I just was not raised with it at all.
Well, if you think you're a bad Jew, I'm even worse. So we can connect on that. You and I can we that we're similar that way.
Right. Well, next time we'll sit down for Seder.
Would you mind and introduce me to that, and I'll take you to Easter service, and
We'll
you'll be
learn
like,
together.
this doesn't make any sense, but whatever.
What else have you, because you're trying to like be healthy like I am and taking in all these things. Have you made any big changes to your diet? Were you trying to be more mindful about like cooking?
Kind of. I exercise a lot more here than I did back in LA, just because I work remote, so I have time during the day to go to the gym for like 2 hours if I want to. But I try to meal prep just for lunch, and then I have a smoothie I have every morning. Go with me on this. Some like antioxidant fruits, like a cup of like blueberries, cherries, pomegranate things, right? Some spinach, some protein powder, some collagen for the skin, and then 4 to 5 whole white mushrooms
Ooh, in a smoothie, do you taste them?
in a smoothie. Not at all. They look gross when they go in, because I read somewhere that like mushrooms are like, that scientists don't know why, but like they're super helpful for like cleaning your blood or helping your kidneys or things like that. And when I saw the thing about kidneys, I was like, okay, interesting, because I drink a lot and I don't plan on stopping that. So I was like, what, how can I mitigate this without actually taking care of the problem? So to answer, roundabout way of answering your questions, I've introduced more mushrooms into my diet.
Okay, that's I've been
Yeah.
I switched I accidentally switched to mushroom coffee and it's amazing.
Is it really?
Yeah, I feel
Do you
like it
still get like
helps
the
me
caffeine
focus.
buzz?
It might be placebo effect because they say that mushrooms are good for your brain, but I swear I just my energy, my like mental energy is a little bit better. I notice a difference when I run out of the like mushroom coffee and I go back to my regular coffee that I, it's like just 5-10% harder to focus.
Okay, a few questions there. So I keep getting, being a 37-year-old man, I have a series of targeted Instagram ads that I get repeatedly.
Other than wearing Kim Kardashian Skims.
I don't get those as a
Oh, not yet.
man.
Now you will, because I
Yeah.
said it near
Damn
your
it. All
phone.
right. Fuck. I get hats for big heads. I get baldness cures, which I paid out the ass for. I get boner pills. And I get mushroom coffee or like some kind of coffee thing that's not coffee, like mud water or mushroom coffee or rise or whatever it is. And the mushroom coffee caught my attention because of what you're talking about, like the focus or whatever. So, A, is it more expensive? And B, is there caffeine in it? Because if I don't have caffeine, I'm worried I'm going to die.
There's caffeine in it and it tastes like coffee. There's almost no mushroom taste. It's like so subtle. It tastes like maybe a little more earthy than your average cup of coffee. But if you're someone that's like
Okay.
adding creamer or sugar or anything, you're definitely not going to taste any difference. And there's absolutely caffeine in it because I too am an addict with caffeine and I can't function without it.
What brand do you use, and where do you get it?
I'm getting it on Amazon. Let me look up the brand because this is, I actually love to make a rack and maybe they'll sponsor me someday.
Oh, I love a good rack. This podcast is brought to you by our
Podcast
friends at the wonderful people at.
Now, if I give you this recommendation, you have to give me the boner pills that you're getting on Instagram because fair is fair.
Fine.
Okay, it's called Four Sigmatic, the number
Oh,
four
yeah.
Sigmatic, think organic coffee.
Great people over at Four Sigmatic. Use promo code Galena for 35%
Yeah, it
extra on
won't
the
work, but you can
price.
certainly try it.
Just try it. You never know. You never know.
But that's been a nice thing that I've gotten to do. No, oh, that's 10 minutes remaining. Okay, sorry.
Shit,
This
good. I have a
thing just
heart out in 10 minutes.
popped up, not me, just the Zoom.
Oh, I see it too. Okay. All right, I'm going to try mushroom coffee then. That
Yeah,
sounds
try mushroom
like a good
coffee.
change. A good
I like
change.
that a lot. I've been also working out a ton. Well, actually, let me take a step backwards. How much are you drinking that you think is too much?
Well, it depends on if I'm going to, anything comedy related or not. Three beers, maybe. Problem is, I live next to a bar. Did we go over to High Sign when you came out?
We did.
Okay. I'll just pop over there and have like a nightcap. So let's say 3 to 4 beers, 5 nights a week.
That's a lot. You're right.
Yeah, it's a lot. Right?
That's
All right. That's what my therapist says too. But and that's what I tell myself. I space it out over, let's say 4 hours. So like, I'm at comedy, something comedy related from 6:30 to 10:30, 11. So,
Well, I have to compliment you because with that amount of alcohol, you should be falling apart and you actually managed to stay in shape.
I work out very hard, and I wouldn't have to if I didn't drink that much. I'm getting some realizations right now. I need to write this down. I need to write this stuff down.
Worry, I'll slice it. We're doing it for the reels. That's why you got a video podcast these days. Do you think I want a podcast?
Oh God, no! No one fucking does.
Nobody does, but the reels weren't reeling for me. The No, I do
Good.
actually enjoy doing this, but I don't know if you noticed, I've gotten really into jump roping lately.
I have noticed that, and that I didn't know you were in third grade and raising money for a heart charity, but I'm so happy for you. You're the size of a third grader, and now you're doing what they're doing to raise money. So you're sliding right in there. Good for you.
I am sliding right in there.
I mean, there's somewhere you could work it in. I don't know, but if that becomes your thing, then you will have to jump rope on stage. Because there's going to be a lot of weird dudes that come buy tickets to your show and be like, I want to see your bounce. I bought the ticket so I can watch your bounce. So, get it how you live it, like do what you got to do, but be prepared for old bouncer men who want to watch you jump around.
I gotta do what I gotta do. So if that ends up being, it's so funny because I keep saying, oh, I gotta be really careful with not trying to do like certain characters, being really careful with content that I post so it doesn't put me in a box. And this might very well put me in a very specific box.
But again, you can still raise money for Jump Rope for Heart, so it's not a bad idea.
Yeah. And it also gives me permission to like eat more of the things that I want to eat. And
There
while
you
drinking
go.
is not my vice, like chocolate and sweets and cookies are my vice.
You know what's funny about Jump Rope? Like, it does sound like a childish activity, but in reality, it's so good for you. Like every bodybuilding article or like male specific like weightlifting or like articles like you gotta add cardio. The easiest way to add cardio is 20 minutes of jump rope, bro. Just do 20 minutes of jump rope, get that heart rate up, and then get busy with it. So it seems like a childish thing, but in reality, it's like a phenomenally good thing for your body, apparently. So good for you.
It's incredible for your body and some of the accounts that I'm following that like got me into it that are just straight up jump roping accounts. I mean, they're like some of the best bodies, period. These people are fucking ripped. And I've only been doing it for like 5 or 6 weeks now, and I'm already in probably the best shape I've ever been in. And I think part of it, so it's like, yes, it's amazing cardio, but part of why I'm ending up in like insane shape is because jump roping inadvertently acts as like a lymphatic massage. So I'm also just not bloated anymore because all the fluid is getting like jumped out of
Well,
me.
it's a double effect right there. That's great. And if anybody wants to talk shit and like say jump rope thing is weird, tell them to jump rope for 5 minutes and see if they can do it without falling down. Can't
Yeah,
do it. It's fucking hard.
it's true.
That's why I don't do it.
Well, maybe I'll get you jump roping.
Maybe.
Maybe we can learn tricks, and next time I come visit, we'll do double dutch.
Oh, you know what we can do? If I can learn to jump rope, we can become like a clean Christian comedy duo. It's like, oh, how we doing, everybody? We're gonna jump for Jesus and then just jump rope for 20 minutes and like high five in the middle of it and like ask people to like bow their heads while we're on like minute six of a consistent like 30-minute thing.
You
You're
know,
onto
it's
something.
not a bad idea. I've had worse ideas, as have you.
Easiest people to grift. Religious people. Let's do it. This is our thing.
Is our thing. I love it. Well,
Perfect.
we're running low on time. I wanted to make sure I give you an opportunity to plug any shows you have coming up, any projects you're working on.
Let's see. April 20th at Slackers Brewing here in Austin, and then April 20th, I think it's Thursday, April 25th. Is that right? Yeah, April 25th at the Black Rabbit Comedy Club here. Both shows at 8 o'clock, I believe. And you can get tickets on my Instagram at Michael B. Burnett. And you can also see me hopefully soon in another series of Fruit of the Loom commercials on Instagram.
Oh, that's amazing. That's congratulations.
Fun. Thank you. They brought Larry back for more scenes.
I love that. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for listening, everybody.